Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of March, recording at 9:04 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mostly steady, moderate gains. Australia had a fairly good day, up over 1%. The European stock markets did quite well. Gains, they all are over 1%, including the UK up nearly 1.5%. German DAX index up 1.9%. Wall Street closed with some reasonable gains. Interesting ones, the NASDAQ, which has been lagging recently, but that was quite firm, showing a gain of 1.41%, and Mexico was also higher. It's had three good days on the trot now. Elsewhere, in long-dated government bond prices, with stock markets rallying, we saw some weakness there. And the U.S. Long bonds down 17/32 as I speak. Crude oil, the NYMEX had tested its high, got up to 106.69, but is currently at 105.44, down a little bit. The Brent crude has is further below its high. It's at 115 and change. Remember that high was, I think, it just at 120. And let's see, the U.S. dollar was a little easier, but off its lows. The dollar index, it's a 75.68. And the euro, which had weakened at one stage, but it's up to 141.77 right now, so it's pretty steady. Now, precious metals had a fairly volatile day here. We had new highs for these trends for both gold and silver. Silver's been leading. It hit the new high a couple of days ago. Good follow-through yesterday. And surge today. Silver got up to $38.18, but is currently a dollar below that right now in the after-hours trading. And gold, which got up, got up very close to that psychological 1450 level, but then fell back. At one time today, it was sitting on a key day reversal, but then avoided that. But gold right now is trading at 1430 and a half. And platinum had run up to 1772.50, but then fell back, but is currently at 1758. So that's down just under $6. Industrial metals mixed. Anything else of note here? Natural gas. Natural gas is easier in here today. That has been moving up on a consecutive day basis, but it's fallen and back 10 cents today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's still ranging activity. I mean, Wall Street's rally is reassuring in that we're not getting a nosedive down to the mean. Not that that was ever expected. We have to remember, Wall Street's in a secular bull market, as are most stock markets around the world. And it did get very overextended following that extremely strong September into February run. And it's due for mean reversion, which it's getting, and it has narrowed that overextension relative to the mean, mostly by ranging sideways and a bit on the pullback to the lower side. But mean reversion doesn't, I had an email on this today. These are always welcome, but mean reversion doesn't mean that it falls. As a matter of fact, you inevitably get some setback from the highs, but mean reversion can involve a lot of ranging. And indeed, if the cyclical uptrend is still intact, it will exist, it will consist rather of mostly sideways ranging activity back towards its rising 200-day moving average, which is that approximation of the medium-term trend mean. Now, we've seen that on a number of occasions. If the market really dives down, it's probably the end of the bull market, and you would have last seen that type of activity for important stock markets back in 2008. Okay, now what about Japan, where the nuclear problems remain a concern, although I don't think they've deteriorated any further in here today. But what I noticed is that the second section, which so often leads, has regained about 4/5 of its decline that it saw. And that's quite impressive. And I think that this is consistent with our view that Japan was just saw a little bit more base extension in here. I don't think the second section index will take out its high just before the tsunami. In the near term, I'd expect it to run into a little bit of resistance up near that level, but I certainly think it'll take it out over the medium term. Now, why might that be? Well, I think because Japan will get this major reconstruction effort, and I think that a tragedy such as Japan has endured is when it's in response to forces of nature, it's likely to have a strong unifying and energizing effect on the population. I think that they will pull together and with a determination to build Japan's economy and make it again and make it stronger. And last but not least, I think we will have the BOJ, which sends mixed signals in my opinion, but I think it's clear that we will have them on side here in wanting to get this yen lower, and that would be extremely good in terms of the overall stock market. But if you share my view that the yen is very likely to weaken significantly over the lengthy medium term, investors with substantial positions in Japan might want to hedge that. Yen position. That's what I would do certainly. So, in terms of the overall environment, I've described it as ranging, choppy. Choppy is really the operative word. We're going to get a little bit more of that, but markets are not doing badly given the triple waterfall of problems that we saw, and that being the Arab uprising, which certainly created a lot of uncertainty, and then we've got this war situation now in Libya, and then of course the Japan tsunami, and then the Fukushima reactor problem. So there's been plenty to concern stock markets here overall, but the action is quite positive. It's consistent with, albeit ranging, but it's consistent with what I regard as a corrective phase where we've seen the lows, reaction lows, for most of the Asian markets and possibly for the South American resources markets. And I think it bodes well for the second half of the year. Meanwhile, I would expect a little bit more of this activity. Now, we could expect some of the knee-jerk responses to be unwound. Normally, we would expect a rebound in the dollar when people take fright. I think it's quite significant that that did not happen, and I don't expect it to happen now, although I regard the dollar as being relatively cheap in here right now. But so far, it's lacked the catalyst. I mean, if those three black swans didn't provide the catalyst, then we have to ask ourselves, well, what will in the any time soon? And I don't have the answer to that question. It could just be that people get bored with being bearish of the dollar, and it eventually turns around. Technically, I suspect that will happen at some point overall. But what we did get in response to the three frights, we saw bond yields come down, long-dated government bond yields come down, and I think that will be unraveling. I think that is now in the stage of unraveling. There'll probably be enough uncertainty around so that bond yields won't go up all that much over the medium term, but I certainly don't expect them to go lower here. And what about gold and silver? Well, they're still in a favorable seasonal period. It's getting late in that cycle, but silver's move has been impressive. That's the current leader. Gold, although it couldn't maintain the new high here today, it's good technical action overall. I don't think this move is over. Platinum and palladium are lagging here right now, but platinum has at least recovered at least half of its earlier decline that we had seen from last month's high. So again, that's and it's a steady performance generally from most industrial metals, and that includes copper, lead, aluminium, nickel's not doing badly. And these patterns can all support higher levels over the medium term. I'm a bit concerned about the grain and bean complex because the fundamentals really remain bullish in the sense that global stocks are extremely low, and it's going to take a while before successful crops, which we hopefully get, really provide some sort of buffer in here. Commodity inflation is still a problem, but the commodity inflation to worry about most would be another spike in energy. I'm hoping that won't happen. It's finely balanced here. The nuclear problems in Fukushima have caused a refocusing of interest among investors and speculators in oil and also in coal and to a lesser extent renewables. And if we do get another spike up to the upside on oil, that would be a stiff headwind. Again, I think it's something we can probably will avoid here in the near term, but that's the risk that it concerns me the most at this stage. And on that note, all the best.